PT Associates of Emporia now offers blood flow restricted rehabilitation, a progressive evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high intensity workouts, including pre and post surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsook Interview Room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com, live and local on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE. A good Saturday morning to you. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been in the chair here. It's been a long, long winding road trip for me, and finally back. Guys, it's good to see you in person here.
Yeah, we're actually all in studio.
I know. Yeah. It's been a while.
Been a while.
Yeah.
Put like, not even 1,000 miles in that last?
That's a great question. I don't know how long.
Don would know.
Yeah, probably. I can tell you.
Did Blake and Don have traveled the last 2 weeks?
Plenty.
Yeah, with two of the longest road trips of the year for the Hornets and Lady Hornets, Kearney and Tahlequah.
Yes.
Back to back Thursdays.
Yeah. Pretty
rough.
The
Liberal was bad.
Yeah, not great, but they were able to emerge on the other side, and a couple of big games coming up for them today against Missouri Western that we'll talk about here in a little bit. But yeah, it's good to be back, and it's like one week only because I'm going to be not on the show next week, although I'll be participating in the show. We'll talk to you about our guests coming up next week here in a little bit. But guys, it's Super Bowl week.
Yeah,
how great is it to be talking about the Super Bowl and have a team in it?
Absolutely,
great.
And I'll be the first to admit I was certainly one of those that had some doubts with the way they were playing coming out of the bye week.
Oh, for sure.
They just didn't look very good. The defense was just holding them in there,
you know,
or trying to, and the offense was just, quite frankly, it's awful to watch in a lot of cases.
In some games, yes.
So hey, here they are. They've played some of their best football when it matters the most on both sides of the ball. This sets up for a very exciting Super Bowl. They've got a very good 49er team that they'll see tomorrow night. Lends itself to be a great football game.
Sure does. Yeah, very exciting. And we got the maximum with Mitch, Dylan.
Yes.
The maximum amount of shows that we could get with Mitch. We have Mitch on today to wrap things up. And going to be the end of the Chiefs season. Obviously, we'll know on Sunday whether or not it's another Lombardi trophy or if the Niners are going to become tied for the most NFL championships in history.
Yeah, this is a big game, and, you know.
It's an understatement, yeah.
Understatement.
Biggest game of the year.
Biggest game of the year. Biggest game for the Chiefs of the year.
Sure.
But another thing, you know, there were people in December when the Chiefs came out of the bye losing to, you know, like Buffalo and.
Oh, there were people when they lost to the Lions in week one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Week one. That were,
you know, 1-point game.
Mitch D's doubt? They were doubting the Chiefs. They were disrespecting the Chiefs. And apparently nobody is disliked more than the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you win a lot, you kind of carry that mantra. I mean, that's just the way it is. Think about how we feel about the Patriots.
Sure.
You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. But the Chiefs have an opportunity to really cement themselves as a dynasty and dominate this decade and put themselves right there with the, you know, you had the Steelers in the 70s, the Niners in the 80s, the Cowboys in the 90s, and then the Patriots, and now the Chiefs. So.
Yeah, that is for sure. It's very exciting. Of course, we'll detail our coverage plans for you, of course, on Country 101.7. We'll have the Chiefs pregame, postgame, full Super Sunday coverage from Westwood One will be on KVOE as normal. Coming up on the show today, we'll be joined by both basketball coaches for Emporia High School and recapping a couple of wins over Topeka High from over the weekend. again.
Which I'm sure you enjoyed.
I did.
And the Trojans go down,
there's
right?
Nothing better than seeing the Trojans lose. Nothing better. Oh. Nothing better.
And especially with the way that that happened last night with the Dean Smith Trophy on the line. Too.
If Topeka High lost the rest of their games this year, I would smile.
Let's see, Blake. The boys are on a 6-game slide now. Coach Baldwin.
Good.
And then the girls, they have lost 2 straight, but they are not good as well. They're 4-12, and the boys are 5-12, so hasn't been a good year to be a Trojan.
Good.
Up at Topeka.
Well, you know, my alma mater is not even in the same league as them anymore.
Well,
it's Topeka West. What a joke.
Topeka West's basketball coach, who's Rick Bloomquist. Everyone knows what Bloomy did here in Emporia. But Coach Bloomquist was in attendance watching one of his younger sons play in the JV game at Topeka High, and then they played Seaman last night, and I believe West lost again last night, so Coach Bloomquist,
struggling a bit.
Yeah, and right now, it all matters here with 4 to play and still a lot to play for. Every game's big. The next 2 weeks for Coach Baldwin's squad.
Sure. Well,
big
we're
week
gonna,
next week too.
Well,
so.
Let's get into the basketball coaches here. Before we do that, we've got to get to our Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week. And, of course, Dylan goes over that. We've got 1 for Emporia High School athletes, 1 for our area athletes. And let's start with our Spartan of the Week.
Well, I'm going to the girls' wrestling team for this one. And Kinsley Madrano, Centennial League champion at 130 last week, was one of 3 Lady Spartans to win league championships last week. They were runner-up.
Okay.
At league last week, and they compete at regionals today, and they go for a trip to state today. We'll have updates throughout the day here on KVOE.
Yeah, our first one should be coming up around 9:45.
Awesome.
It'll be our first one, and then
throughout
the afternoon.
And is it Curtis or is it Callie?
Curtis.
Okay, Curtis. Callie's doing next Saturday, correct?
Yeah, I believe that
okay,
is correct,
awesome.
Yes.
So Kinsley Madrano is our Emporia Main Street Athlete of the Week.
And what about our Area Athlete of the Week?
Well, we got another wrestler. We're going to Chase County again. Kinsey Rogers was a Flint Hills League champion at 110. She's ranked 3rd in 4-1A. She's 33-1 on the year and just picked up her 100th career win.
To 33-1?
33-1.
Tim, that's flat out getting it done.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
That's really good.
And Rogers goes for a state berth today in Columbus.
Okay. Well, congratulations to our Emporia High Main Street Athlete of the Week and our Emporia Main Street Area Athlete of the Week. And as always, if you've got an athlete that had a great performance during the week, get a hold of us. You can call us here at the station, 620-342-1400, or get a hold of Dylan. His email is sherwoodd@kvoe.com. And before we step aside, bring in the basketball coaches, ladies first, Dylan? Is that how it's going? Coach, ladies first? Yes, ladies first. So
yes.
Carolyn Dorsey will be on the phone with us next. We do have to shout out Boy Scouts of
yes.
Emporia bringing us breakfast this morning. They're having a pancake feed over at First Christian Church today. Isn't that correct, Dylan?
Yes, and they are serving until, I believe, 12:30. I believe it's $6.
$6. What's the troop number?
157.
157. So, hey, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate
and we can
it.
Vouch
yeah.
how
yes.
good they were.
For
yes.
$6, absolutely.
Coach
Ball,
I need to go get
and
Coach
sausage.
Baldwin a
yes,
plate.
And sausage with syrup. So, thanks for the breakfast, guys. We really appreciate it. We'll come back on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, recapping. It's all Spartan hoops today, and Carolyn Dorsey is next. We are live and local.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, finding the right vehicle for you is what we do. And that means helping you save money, too. And right now, we have some sweetheart offers. Treat yourself to a sweet deal like a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab for just $59.99. Or well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR financing up to 72 months. And there's more. Chevy owners, trade in your current Chevy and get a new 2024 Chevy Equinox and get up to $2,800 off MSRP.
MSRP. Or trade in your current Chevy and get $1,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Trailblazer, or rates as low as 1.9% with approved credit. Our professional sales team is ready to help you find what you need and help you get great savings. Like so many of our customers already know, Longbine Auto Plaza is the place to find the right vehicle for you. Remember, you always get a better deal at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Come see us today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The men's D1 baseball season starts this month, and the coaches' preseason poll was released on Tuesday. The Wake Forest Demon Deacons are the number one team, followed by the defending champion LSU Tigers at number two. Florida, Arkansas, and TCU round out the top five. LSU won their seventh title in program history last June, beating Florida in the College World Series. The Tigers are replacing the top two picks of last year's MLB draft, Paul Skeens and Dylan Cruz. Third-year head coach Jay Johnson is tasked with leading the remaining players on their quest for another title.
I don't think there's any transition in terms of how we're viewed. I've never seen a team with more expectations on it than last year's team. So in terms of the returning players, they know exactly what's coming because it was coming in the same wave last year. You know, our whole thought process behind that is we're not defending anything. You know, when you're being hunted, you're kind of on defense. We're not doing that. We're attacking 2024.
We'll skate over to Boston next on This Week in the NCAA.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hockey, the 2024 Beanpot Final will be held on Monday night. The in-season tournament has been played between the same four major Boston universities since 1952. In this week's semifinals, Northeastern edged Harvard in overtime, and Boston University beat Boston College. On Monday night in TD Garden, the BU Terriers will look for their second Beanpot title in 3 years. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk, driven by longbineauto.com. All Spartan basketball last night at the Dungeon in Topeka, and it's all Spartan basketball this morning on the show as we are joined by the head coach of the Lady Spartans. Lady Spartans with a 57-27 win over Topeka High last night on the road. 13th consecutive win for Emporia High. Carolyn Dorsey joins us here on the program, and she is on the road and down on her way to catch some NBA basketball in Texas today. So, Coach, boy, I'd probably feel pretty fun after a big win for your ladies last night.
Yeah, like I said, we're taking all the kids down here. So we went halfway last night, and got a car full of boys, and we're headed to the NBA game. So wish me luck.
And yeah, good luck. So I believe that Dylan said this is Thunder Mavericks today.
It is. It's the Thunder Mavericks.
Okay, Thunder Mavericks at Dallas's arena. And is there obviously, if you're going to an NBA game, this is probably one of the two drivable, you know, Oklahoma City and Dallas are the two you probably have to drive to unless you're going to Denver, I guess. Is there a particular player that makes this matchup appealing to one of your fans in the car behind you?
Particular player you guys are excited about seeing? Kyrie, I heard.
Okay.
Okay.
Dad. Shay, I heard.
Okay.
Shay Gilgeous.
They're just excited about life. We're just living in their world right now.
Sure.
They're telling us where to go and where to stop.
Well, have fun. We enjoy it. You certainly had to enjoy a 45-6 run after trailing by five, a 45-6 run to end the game. That was a huge flip switch that you flipped. What do you feel like flipped that game? Were you guys, I would say take control, but I'm not sure that really does justice to what you guys did to turn that game around yesterday.
Yeah, what an interesting start. You know, we've been around the game for a while, and I was watching them warm up, and I kind of thought, uh-oh, they kind of looked like they were on a little bit. And I was a little nervous, but I wasn't going to admit that to anybody. But, you know, you go up there, a gym's a tough gym, not that that matters, because anywhere's tough. But I just thought, I just didn't feel it. I was like, I just don't know how we're going to start right now. And it's a little chaotic, and we didn't have good matchups. You know, they've had a lot of – they've got a transient population up there, so their starters have changed. There's just a lot of those factors, and I own some of that. I don't feel like I had good matchups to start, and I just don't think we were locked in, you know, and that was frustrating. But ultimately that's, you know, on that part's probably on me, but, to go on a 45-6 run, I'd say we fixed it. You know, I think that's what was frustrating.
Sure. Yeah. I could say you fixed it. Sure.
I think there was one point, you know, in the quarter, or maybe a timeout, they had 15, and I was not very happy because they were on pace to put up 60, and we're pretty good defensively. We're holding opponents to 31 points a game, and they were on pace for 60. I was like, what on earth is happening? But we got some things switched. We changed, we were going to go defensive, we went offensive, our matchups weren't good. There was a lot of chaos, and we don't do well in chaos. You know, we've had some battles above us because they try to control that, and I said we need structure and routine, and that's what we thrive in. Don't take that from us. And last night was an example of us not having that 100%, and that's on multiple people, being the ultimate one.
Well, by the same token, though, what does that speak to in terms of your I mean, obviously a very senior dominated team, great leaders on this basketball team, and they were able to turn the tide. You know, they've been playing such good basketball lately. I'm not saying that they were due to maybe have a slow start, but hey, they're kids, they're humans. Sometimes these things happen. But what a credit to your veteran team to turn the tide and ultimately have a running clock in the game.
Yes.
Yeah, and we platooned and we were able to sub and everybody got in, and those are great. You know, To piggyback off what you said, they've been playing basketball for a long time, and they've been playing together for a long time, and they've been playing well together this season for sure. And where we do, probably, I mean, they're 17. I mean, they've put together, I'd say, almost perfect season, and I think that's kind of hard to do. And from what I hear, I don't know about that. But, you know, so that being said, was it their finest performance out the gates? No. Are they allowed that? Because like you said, they're 17-year-old women. Yeah, it happens. But I was more frustrated with myself for, again, maybe not providing them the, you know, again, we don't have a locker room. The boys know we have to keep it out. I mean, it's just a different, it's just something that we don't thrive well in. And like I said, I didn't have stuff ready for them. And so, you know, that being said, they've played a lot of ball. They should be ready. You know, we told them there's going to be a zone out of bounds. That's what Topeka High plays. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And we're running man plays. And we're yelling it. We're calling an audible. We're telling them to run. And they apparently couldn't hear us. And, you know, so some of that was on them for sure, but we turned them loose again. I said, got out of our trap. We went full court, face guarded their two best kids. And you saw them start to turn it around, obviously. And again, a 45-6 run, that's pretty impressive.
And coach, Ryan Peake, man, she's been good lately and had a career high 18 last night in a game where you needed all Ryan Peake, because she was taking over that game in the first half when Addie Kermer was struggling.
Yeah, so Kermer did struggle a little bit, and that happens. She's been averaging 23, you know. Yeah. There's off nights. We've seen many of these All-Americans get held under their average, so it does happen. And I was more frustrated with her because to play at that next level, she's going to have to not carry herself the way she does. And when she's down on herself, her teammates get down. And that was a conversation we had. And she'll be okay. I think she rebounded after halftime. she didn't score a lot, but she passed the ball pretty well. And that's why we kind of sat her for a little bit in the first half. I said, you're forcing it. You're rushing it. It's not that big a deal. Let it breathe. And, you know, that being said, Ryan played her tail off. It was good to see. Ryan's been kind of slowly coming on for us. She's shooting it well. Ryan was defensively really good inside. You know, we had to help a lot because their two guards are so fast, and we were face guarding, and they got by us every once in a while, but Ryan was right there in the paint as a presence, and she finished at the rim. When she gets those, as we've said, just slow, strong, and steady, and put up 18, so that's good. I'm really happy for Ryan.
We're talking with Carolyn Dorsey, head girls basketball coach for the Lady Spartans, top 10 in Class 5A, 15-1 on the season, and undefeated first place in the Centennial League at 7-0. They're going to Manhattan next week. Coach, you mentioned that you felt like it was on you early because maybe the matchups that you guys were put in at the start of the game weren't what you needed to be in. When you go into a game and you're scouting an opponent, how do you go about determining the rotation you want to use and the right matchup for the starting five, and then obviously making adjustments throughout the game after you talk with Coach Stewart and watch the game? How do you go about figuring out the right matchup that's going to give your team the best chance for success?
You know, we watch a lot of film. I think Miller watches the games 3-4 times over. And Brett, same thing. And Taylor Scott, my assistant, she does it at the middle school. They send me feedback, and we kind of combine notes. And so when I look at those notes from everybody, a lot of times we're on the same page. There's things they see that I don't agree with and vice versa. But I feel like we got a pretty good feel for things. I think defensively, we start with Lexi. Lexi's going to take whoever I think is going to hurt us the most. You know, and then that being said, AJ's pretty quick second. And then obviously the big is going to be impactful because that's got to be Ryan. And so Minnie and Kermer can kind of be a flip-flop sometimes, and that's kind of what I had mistaken last night. I didn't want AJ face guarding because she gets in foul trouble. We put Minnie out there, but Minnie's strength is her ability to run rogue. And if you watch her, she usually gets, I don't want to say a weaker matchup, but her ability is jump front, back, wherever she wants on that court. So if she's able to leave a kid and we send her calls in a double team, you know, we're better. And last night I had her face guarding because I was worried about AJ getting in foul trouble, and it just wasn't our thing. And I should have just turned AJ loose, and it is what it is. And we had Tegan and other kids sitting over there that could have stepped in, and they did. I thought Tegan Baker was really good off the bench last night. Mm-hmm. I thought Kyla was too. So
yeah.
That's a big part. But we look at that. You know, we win games not because we're – talent a lot of times. Is I think we outsmart and outwork our opponents. And we tell our girls, if you get it within four with 2 minutes to go, we feel like we got a pretty good chance of taking it.
Coach, I wanted to get back to Ryan Peake again because, I mean, in terms of a presence in the post for your basketball team, she's really – I mean, and she's it. So what a great time for her to begin to really develop and to add more offense for your basketball team because – you know, it gives you a chance at least to get maybe an easy basket here or there when you need it.
And I'd like to piggyback on that. She is doing it right now. And we tell our kids, and I said in the article, I'll say it publicly, I'd say it to anybody, we go with what's working. And Ryan was working. You don't interrupt your opponent when they're busy making mistakes. When Ryan is rolling and putting up 16 in the first half, you leave her. You know, and she has earned that. You know, that's something that she hadn't had for a while. I'll be honest. Last year, she was kind of in and out, you know, and that comes with experience. But right now, she's playing the right ball. And consequently, it's not your turn, not to somebody else. Because we're going to go with the hot hand, and she had the hot hand. It's the same thing with Lexi DeWitt. She has the hot hand, she stands. You know, it's Kermer. You know what I mean? That's just how it should work. It's not equal opportunity anymore. It's 4 games left. We're trying to win league. We're in the driver's seat. We're trying to jockey for sub-state. We're going to go with what's working. And Ryan has earned that, I believe. And if you haven't been watching, you've missed out. Because I think she's really come a long ways in terms of development. Her biggest strength right now for us is she can shoot it. And those bigs, that big last night, that was a big girl. And she didn't want to come out anywhere. That's fine. Ryan can shoot elbows and free throws all day long. So she was able to knock a couple of those down. Now that girl's got to come out. Now Ryan goes right past her because she's faster and opens up our paint, which allows us to get some other kids' baskets.
And Coach, going to Manhattan, Manhattan has won its last two games, but they went on a four-game slide, beginning with the game against you guys back on January 18th. And Coach, I hate to bring it up, but that game last year, yeah.
Go ahead.
I knew.
I wanted to be a jerk, but.
Yeah, but I can remember that game last year in Manhattan, and I know you remember it really well. I can just remember that night too, because that was a crazy night of basketball in that town. But you go back there, and it's a big one, because you know Manhattan's going to give you everything they want. And you saw it last year when they were below 500, heading in, when you guys were ranked number one in 5A last year.
Yeah, well, the good thing is we can't seem to get past five, so this is probably better for us.
I agree. Underdog mentality, like the
with
Chiefs.
With great power comes great responsibility. We don't want it. We'll stay where we are. that being said, Manhattan's talented. Coach Mall is really good, and again, I've complimented him. Nothing but compliments to him and his program. Their fans usually are pretty good to us. You know, we don't love their fans, but they treat us okay. You know, but yeah, they're good. They have if you see their kids, I'm telling you, I have never seen a high school team that looks like their girls' team. I mean, they are just ridiculously. I was a bigger girl. They got some big, and not in a bad way. They are thick and strong and pretty, and man, they got some legs that could move you.
Did we lose your coach?
Sorry. Oh. I was like, oh, I think I lost you. But no, it's going to be a good game. Anytime you play Manhattan, it's good. They got 3,000 kids up there. You know, I'm sure they got some kids to pull from, would be my guess. And they got good facilities, good program, new coaching staff. So, yeah, I remember that game up there. But I also remember that we've won a lot more of those games than we have lost, probably.
Carolyn Dorsey, head coach for Emporia High. Once again, she will be taking the Lady Spartans up, along with the Spartan boys, to Manhattan to face the Indians on Tuesday. RV Doc pregame show at 5:40 right here on KVOE. And you can listen online at kvoe.com/listen. Have a great time at the NBA basketball game. Is there a team that the back seat is cheering for?
Who are we cheering for?
Thunder or Mavs?
Well, we got all Mavs gear on, but we're cheering for OKC, I heard. So
okay.
Pretty much anybody that wins will be happy.
Okay, that sounds sure. Great.
If I would have known that they were playing the Thunder, I would have maybe put my Thunder ball cap on, but I need to rep the Chiefs right now.
There you go.
I was like, no, we don't have room.
Yeah, that's right. Coach, enjoy the game. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week on the show.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Carolyn Dorsey, head coach for Emporia High. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll be talking Emporia High School Spartan boys basketball and a win to keep the Dean Smith Trophy here in Emporia. That's next with head coach Lee Baldwin. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com on KVOE live and local.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, finding the right vehicle for you is what we do. And that means helping you save money, too. And right now, we have some sweetheart offers. Treat yourself to a sweet deal like a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab for just $59.99. Or well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR financing up to 72 months. And there's more. Chevy owners, trade in your current Chevy and get a new 2024 Chevy Equinox and get up to $2,800 off MSRP. Or trade in your current Chevy and get $1,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Trailblazer, or rates as low as 1.9% with approved credit. Our professional sales team is ready to help you find what you need and help you get great savings. Like so many of our customers already know, Longbine Auto Plaza is the place to find the right vehicle for you. Remember, you always get a better deal at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Come see us today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongButtAuto.com. We are just moments away from bringing on Mitch Holthus for our final chat with Mitch as we head into the Super Bowl. But first, we're talking Emporia High basketball. Emporia High head coach Lee Baldwin joining us in studio as the Spartans with a comeback to beat the Trojans 56-47 at the Dungeon last night. Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me in this morning.
Well, 11-7 lead for Emporia High at the end of the first quarter, outscored in the second. You trailed at halftime, had to come back, and I know you said in the postgame you didn't feel like your team really deserved to win, but obviously you guys earned the win with how you played there late. What were your thoughts on the game and maybe the areas where you guys certainly surpassed your expectations in the second half but maybe failed to meet them in the first half?
Well, scoring 44 points in the second half is, you know, that's pretty efficient.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Especially with how the first half went. We scored 3 points in the second quarter. We're at 14 at the half. And, you know, at halftime I told our guys, it's like, fellas, like, you can't win games at this level scoring 14 and a half. That's just unacceptable. I think the line I said was, you know, that's six-year-old rec stuff. Like, you know, we can't be scoring 14 and a half. Like, that's just, that can't happen. And so, you know, luckily that some things went right for us offensively in the second half to, you know, change that.
Well, and, you know, we talked about this before we went on the air. I know you mentioned the fact that, you know, really you were probably fortunate to win the game and maybe shouldn't have won the game. But by the same token, how many times have you lost games that you should have won? So it's just basketball karma. So
sure.
I guess, you know, credit to the kids for being able to get themselves back into the game and ultimately winning it, particularly on the road.
Yeah, we got back in the game in the late third quarter, and every time out, just explained to them how important this is. And, you know, we've got to make stops. Fortunately for us, we made just enough stops defensively, and then – you know, getting to the free throw line helped. Got a couple and ones. And obviously having number 23 on our team last night was pretty impactful.
Oh, boy. Peters is playing the most consistent basketball I've seen him play. Last night was his sixth game of 20 or more, and he scored in double digits in all 15 games that he's played. He's had a season low of, I think, 11 or 12, but... Yeah, River, basically, I could see him on the floor, and he was like, I want that basketball.
Yeah, he was phenomenal last night. I mean, he scored half of our points. But more so than that, he kept us afloat when we were struggling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were not in a good place mid-third, late third quarter, and he carried us. And not only was he scoring, but he was rebounding, got some other guys, got a couple assists in Nolan. You know, he contributed to 80% of our points last night. So, you know, there's nights where teams are carried by their best players. And, you know, he put us on his back last night. There's no question about that.
We're talking with Lee Baldwin, Emporia High head boys basketball coach. Once again, they're in action next week against Manhattan on Tuesday as they head back out on the road. Being from Topeka, and listen, I'm far from it. From me saying I'm a Topeka High guy, because I'm not. I didn't know that there was the Dean Smith Trophy. I'm learning about that coming into Emporia. How much does that mean to your team? I wasn't really aware of the Topeka High-Emporia High rivalry until I got here. Because, you know, when you grow up in Topeka and you play in the game, it's about Topeka High, Topeka West. That's the rivalry that we circle every year. How much does it mean to win that trophy, and how much do you guys put into it as a team? I mean, obviously, it's just one game. It's just a regular season game. But when you're playing for a trophy, it's a little different, isn't it?
It's very unique, especially at the high school level. You know, as all of us are sports fans, I think we can all agree that rivalries aren't what they used to be. At every level, for a multitude of reasons, at the professional and the college level, they seem
to be disappearing.
There's not that hatred anymore, yeah, which we all enjoyed as fans. So, having a trophy at the high school level to play for is pretty cool. You don't see that a lot, And then obviously having the historical significance with Coach Smith between the two schools, you know, makes that really, really cool. And that's something we talked about before the game for sure. And being able to bring that back home is nice.
You know, you're down the home stretch now. Good grief, only what, four regular season games left before you get to postseason. So it's pretty much go time. What will you emphasize these last couple of weeks with your basketball team?
Well, before we left yesterday, I pulled up the 5A basketball standings, and I flat told them, I go, you win this many games, this is who you're going to play. You win this many, you're going to get a home game. You win this many, we're going to go on the road first round. Like, you know, I just laid it all out there for them. And late in the third quarter last night, I flat told them, I go, guys, if you lose this game, we're going on the road in the first round of the state or sub-state, and you're probably going 3 hours somewhere. Is that really what you want to do? So I flat just laid it out there for them, because we're at the time of the year now where, you know, we've got to win the games we're supposed to, and then hopefully this week we can, you know, get one, because it's going to be a really challenging week. But, you know, I told the guys, if we get to 13 wins, we're going to guarantee ourselves a home game. And with the crowd that we get and the support we get, I think that's a huge advantage for us in the first round. And then from there, you know, take what happens. But, you know, I flat told them in the huddle last night, I was like, guys, like, we don't take care of business here in 2.5 weeks. You're going to be on a bus for 3.5 hours on a Wednesday. So this is kind of important.
Yeah,
we got to get this figured out. And
right.
So,
and Coach, you're a half game out of fifth in the 5A West right now. I know Keisha hasn't had an update, but you're 11-5. You're a half game back of Great Bend and a full game out of fourth, which is Hutch. And Hutch has a couple of still big games left. They believe they got May South on Tuesday. They got to play Derby again. Great Bend, who came in here and won by 3 right before Christmas.
Thanks for the reminder.
Well, yeah. You're just a bucket of good news and reminders today.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to tick off both of your coaches.
I'm trying not to, but you know, Great Bend could have an off night eventually. They got to play Hayes again. They lost to Hayes by, what was that, 12 on January 26th. So I don't know. There's a lot of things that need to go in your favor, and includes you guys trying to win two big games next week. JC beating Manhattan by 3 last night. Manhattan had a shot at the horn to try to force overtime. That didn't happen, but Manhattan going to be a little feisty when you guys head to their place on Tuesday.
Yeah, a really big week for us. Obviously Junction City's got 2 losses. They're rolling. They're the best team in our league. And then, you know, Manhattan's having a good season as well. So this is a big week for us. And, you know, we've got a lot to play for. You know, the league title's probably out of the question with Junction City rolling the way they are. But, you know, with 4 games to go, we really got to get to 13. And we got a lot to play for these last 2 weeks.
Coach, last one for you here. I talked to Missouri Western's women's coach. They got left out of the NCAA tournament last year. And I kind of asked, and there are some coaches, I asked her, do you pick on these games? Do you look at these games? She said, you know what, we only focus on the game in front. And then I know there are other coaches like you, and I've worked with other coaches in the past that will say, listen, these are the games that we need to win. These are the games that we need to steal. How much do you try to focus on, you know, you try to paint the big picture for your kids, obviously, but at the same time, we always are told, well, you can only control what you can control. And obviously, you know, for you guys, that's going to be where you're playing. You certainly hope that you get some help, but at the same time, your guys can only focus on and worry about the game that they're playing in, and obviously on Tuesday it'll be the Indians.
I think from my experience, you see it both ways. I don't know if there's a right or wrong way.
Sure.
I just talk to it with our guys to let them know that every game is extremely important, and if we don't bring our best, there's a consequence for it, and it comes in postseason. And the example I used was we had a couple games last year where they went right down to the wire and we lost. And if we'd won either one of those, instead of going and playing Andover, who won the state title last year, we would have been playing somebody else. And that's the difference between, you know, potentially getting downtown versus watching it. So all of these games have huge significance for postseason seeding. And I just try to tell our guys that if we don't bring it, there's ramifications negatively for that. In 2 weeks, and that's what we tried to get across to our guys. Like, every game matters, and we need all of these.
Two-game road swing begins for Emporia High Tuesday at Manhattan. RV Doc pregame show at 5:40 on KVUE. Listen online at kvue.com/listen or via the Odyssey app. And we'll have Coach Baldwin back in a couple of weeks to discuss Emporia High basketball as the regular season rapidly comes to an end. Coach, congratulations on the win. Enjoy your rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You guys, too.
We'll be back. We've got our last chat with Mitch Holtis. He is on the way next as we get you set for Super Bowl 58 on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com, live and local.
Whether you're buying your first home or moving into a new home, getting your home loan with Emporia State Federal Credit Union's convenient and easy. Emporia State Federal Credit Union knows the local market. They remain number one in mortgage lending in Lyon County by giving members flexible programs and down payment options, low closing costs, and fast underwriting. Visit esfcu.com to apply today. Equal housing lender insured by NCUA, NMLS number 424226.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, finding the right vehicle for you is what we do. And that means helping you save money, too. And right now, we have some sweetheart offers. Treat yourself to a sweet deal like a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab for just $59.99. Or well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR financing up to 72 months. And there's more. Chevy owners, trade in your current Chevy and get a new 2024 Chevy Equinox and get up to $2,800 off MSRP. Or trade in your current Chevy and get $1,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Trailblazer, or rates as low as 1.9% with approved credit. Our professional sales team is ready to help you find what you need and help you get great savings. Like so many of our customers already know, Longbine Auto Plaza is the place to find the right vehicle for you. Remember, you always get a better deal at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Come see us today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Well, there's just one thing left to do here as we wrap up Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. Well, we got the maximum this year, boys, of visits with Mitch Holtis, and it's always great to be talking about the last football game of the year as we are now down, one day left, hours left until kickoff, and Mitch Holtis all season has made his appearance possible by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage and ease in getting a home mortgage loan from Emporia State Federal Credit Union, NMLS number 424226. Mitch, here we are again. How's Vegas been this week?
Well, it's been crazy. And I told you guys last week, that's why you got to take care of a lot of your business in that bye week that's not a bye week. Because once you get here, it's just a whirlwind. It started Sunday night. You get off the plane, there's media waiting, and it's nuts. And then Monday is just a deluge of media every day. Now, we're staying. So let's say that Allegiant Stadium is on the campus at ESU. We're in essence staying in Madison. Okay, we're 40 minutes away from Allegiant Stadium and the Strip. We're at Lake Las Vegas. Honestly, San Francisco is not far from us, but we're detached from the Strip. Now, there has been some free time for some of the guys in the evening if they want to go in to get dinner or something. But there's been a big no. There's no gambling. Like if you're involved with the team or work for the team, you can be immediately fired or suspended. That's the irony of having the Super Bowl here, right? You can't. So we were joking. We've gone to Media Row. Matt McMullen and I, we went on Monday. I was on NFL Network, and there have been other national shows. But we went to Subway to get a sandwich because we're starving. And we're like, but you have to ask, is this a sports book? Because we can't walk into. Anyway, it's just been and the coverage of this event that we've been here. Well, three of our four Super Bowls have been like this, but it's amazing how this is treated like the Olympics. I mean, why is the Malaysian News Network here, right? Hey, can you do something with the Turkmenistan Sports Group? Yeah, sure. Why are they? I mean, it's amazing who's here. And that Monday night media, whatever they call it now, is, I mean, the Blue Man Group. We got Carrot Top, who hasn't aged well, by the way. All we needed was like Evel Knievel and I jumping over us in a motorcycle, and we feel like everything was complete. It's just nuts. It's hard to describe it, how crazy this place is.
Mitch, I have to ask you, did you ever have some doubts that lingered in as this season moved along? You come out of the bye week, they lose 4 of 6. They're 9-6 on the year. Did you think you'd be covering the Super Bowl in Vegas at that point?
I didn't dismiss it, because I've seen what Andy Reid has done in with major flashpoints in these 11 years. It's the undertold story of his 11 years and all of this winning that we've had, historic at league levels in many ways, because I saw him handle huge problems in 15, where we were 1-6 or whatever, and we won 10 straight games and win a playoff game for the first time in 21 years. 17, we went through the Marcus Peters debacle. He was able to navigate that, and we win the division. I saw what happened in 19 when Patrick gets his kneecap dislocated, and we beat Minnesota with Matt Moore. I saw it in last year with Patrick Mahomes in the injury situation, where he's where like he may be done. I don't know. And wait a minute, we pull out games, and then he's got. And the year before, I guess for 2020, when Chaney had to come in and win a game, and then last year we're not going to make it. Pat's all jacked up, and then we end up winning the whole thing. So I've seen all that, Tim. It's a great question. But honestly, when you have that much experience in handling flashpoints, and then I told you this before, we lost that game on Christmas to the Raiders, and we were leading the league in drops and holding penalties, and we were minus 11 in the giveaway takeaway. But you just said it. We were still 9-6. So there's this pillar that's sitting there. And it was the Chiefs' defense, but it's also the Chiefs' infrastructure and Coach Reed's ability to handle flashpoints. That's still there. And those are pylons that have a deep footings. So if the other stuff gets figured out, the Chiefs would turn into a force. That was my thinking. And it wasn't, you know, pom-poms and being a shill. It was like, I've seen this before. So if this gets turned, look out. And that's exactly what happened. And then, because of that, they have scar tissue and muscle mass to be tough enough to win in minus 28 wind chill, hold Achan and Mostert to no gains over 10 yards, which is a miracle, then to go into Buffalo and win, and then to go in Baltimore and win. And here we are. It's been a different path, but never did I go, well, we'll never make it this year, just because there's been too much history of these guys handling it.
Mitch, what's big getting Sky Moore back and Jerick McKinnon? I know what both of them were turning, it's got to be big. But do you feel like they could make an impact a little bit if they're able to be activated for tomorrow?
I think the last thing you mentioned is the key, if they're able to be activated. The fact that their window was back open and Sky Moore was put on the 53 doesn't necessarily translate into them playing in the game. So, honestly, it's a game-time decision for both of them. And McKinnon would have more of an impact than Sky, just because McKinnon impacts a game more than just catching passes or running the ball. And what has been lost to is LaMichael Perine stepping in for McKinnon in his special teams role, most notably as the personal protector on punt. We don't think about it until a punt's blocked. But he has to call out the protections like a center on a scrimmage down or a quarterback barking out an audible. That's your personal protector on punt. Go talk to ESU about it and how important it is. Perine has stepped right into that role for McKinnon and done a great job. And the little fake we pulled off against the Chargers in Week 18 makes everybody think about it, because that fake is going to a 220-pound running back who ran for 77 yards in that game. So just take all that. That's your answer here. But they, one or both, there's a real chance that neither one would be active.
Well, Mitch, you mentioned about the national media coverage that the game has gotten, appropriately so, and Mitch Holt is appearing, of course, courtesy on the Sutherland Home Improvement studio line. The Herd got a little bit of flack, and appropriately so. I'm not sure if you saw this from Jason McIntyre, who said that Travis Kelce is not a top 10 player in this game, not in the league, but in this game. And Colin kind of looked at him as if to say, are you on another planet right now? I mean, the only reason he didn't get to 1,000 yards was because the Chiefs held him out. How comical is that, that despite all of the accolades, and I don't know if it's because of Taylor Swift or because of the podcast, I don't know, but there is still just this doubt of Travis Kelce that is just, it's laughably pathetic at this point, in my opinion.
And just put it in the file with your thumb drive of pathetic statements made throughout the year, and now you're if it's 64 gig, it's full because the stupidity. This is akin to a little kid getting in the corner of the room and holding their breath and trying to get attention. It's really one of the more stupid comments I've heard. And if you've got Herd calling you out, then you know you're really doing something. but what Kelce has done is it's staying alone. Like, if I'm on that show with him. So let's back up. On Monday, I don't know if you saw, I was on NFL Network. And Andrew Siciliano had me on right after the Tyreek Hill trade. And he was like, has the NFL caught up with the Chiefs? Has the AFC West caught up with the Chiefs? And I go, okay, respect the question, but is the coach still here? Is the quarterback still here? And then I started to reel off stats with those guys, and he knew right away that I'm not going to sit here and deal with the nonsense. I'll try to do it in a nice way. I've tried to learn from Patrick, like in dealing with the Justin Tucker situation. He goes, you know, that's only happened with the kicker three times, but that was all in Baltimore. You can get back to him without getting into a snarky fight. But this time, so the reason I say that, this time when I came on, I've been on with him a bunch since, but I'm on with him and Brian Baldinger at Radio or at Media Row, and he goes, okay, you straightened me out back in 2022 or whatever. Like, and I'm like, okay, get ready for it. But it was like, is Coach Reed going to retire? I'm like, okay, who's putting that out there? Florio? Like, he might, but what's he going to do? What's he going to do? He's not going to get in an RV and drive around the country. I said he could go into the into the ocean for 5 minutes and put his feet in the ocean, and then he's going to be going, what do I do now? I said he loves this team. He loves being at this quarterback. He loves being in this organization. Coach Reed's having the time of his life too. So, and it's like, okay, that dealt with that. But I mean, if he does retire, okay, but where's this coming from? So go in the corner, hold your breath, and, you know, start screaming so you get a bunch of attention. It drives me crazy. Put some substance behind it. Like, if you're going to say Travis Kelce's not even the top 10 player in this game, okay, and based on what? Where's your evidence, either qualitative or quantitative? And that usually stops the discussion.
Mitch, I have to say, I've actually enjoyed this season because I'm much more of a defensive-oriented guy than an offensive-oriented guy. And to see what they have done, particularly in the postseason, when you consider they faced the number one, number four, and number six total offenses, and yet you look at what they've done in the second half, 10 total points allowed in those three games in the second half. That is incredible with the offenses that they've been facing.
They're doing things, Tim, that are that have been incredible. And now 8 straight games wrapped around into the last of the regular season where they've not given up double digits points in the second half. Now that's going to get challenged with the 49ers, so we understand all that. But the point is that they've been remarkable, and they're going to have to be remarkable again. But what they've done and how they've done it is the most undertold story this year in the National Football League. Nobody wants to acknowledge that, oh, this defense is one of the top two or three in the league. And what they've been able to do and to ride into the dragon's mouth with sabers drawn and beating Josh Allen in Buffalo and holding those guys down of the Dolphin runners to nothing, and then to go into Baltimore and basically kind of embarrass their offense, really. Now, they've got scientists looking at, well, how did Baltimore lose that game? And nobody's talking about this. This Chiefs defense is elite, and they're at all three levels. They have impact players. And yet no accolades, right? Legarius Sneed's not even anything. We had Thursday night was the NFL Awards. Like, you see a lot of Chiefs defensive guys getting a bunch of love?
No.
But if they win this game tomorrow, that defense will make you proud and every Flint Hills rancher out there listening to us proud, because they're hardworking, tough dudes. They are tough mentally, they're tough physically, and they're very mature. And it's centered around that second-year group. And I've said this to Siciliano and Baldy. They're 43-0 in the playoffs collectively, the second-year defenders of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mitch, I was going to ask you, when you look back at the matchup that happened in San Francisco last year, and that was the first game that Christian McCaffrey played for the 49ers, what's kind of different from that last meeting with the 49ers to the team that the Chiefs are going to see tomorrow?
Well, he's fully integrated into their offense, and I'll give you a stat. For them, McCaffrey, running back, Kittle, tight end, Ayuk, wide receiver, Samuel, wide receiver. Those four guys are the first four in NFL history in a single season to have over 1,000 yards all-purpose. And we know McCaffrey had over 2,000 yards all-purpose. So he's incredible. But it's not just McCaffrey, it's these other guys. But I would tell you, too, Brock Purdy. Now, those of us who grew up in the Big 12 area saw Brock Purdy, like, that's the Iowa State guy? What happened to him? Like, well, he's great. He fits their system. I'm also going to give you a stat where they have to stay on schedule. I told you the same thing against Baltimore. They're very similar to Baltimore in the way they approach the game, meaning, and no one is more proud of his first 15 plays than Kyle Shanahan. They go in, they have to strike first. They're number one in the league in first points on first possession. They're number one in the league in first down efficiency. They're the most efficient team in the NFL in what they do with their snaps. Meaning, I'll give you another stat. Brock Purdy is the first quarterback in NFL history, top five in passing, and yet 20 or below in attempts. Now think about that. So he's not throwing as much as everybody, like Tua Tagovailoa, but he's getting nearly as many yards because of their efficiency in yards per attempt. That's different from the team that we beat 44-22 last year in Santa Clara.
It's a rematch of the last time these two teams met in the Super Bowl. That one turned out pretty well for Kansas City. Mitch Holtis, Chiefs Radio Network, once again. We are disheartened and dismayed that we cannot. Should come up with another D to mimic your D call from the first Super Bowl win for the Chiefs over the 49ers. But we're disappointed. We cannot bring you the Chiefs Radio Network coverage on Country 101.7. We will have the Chiefs Radio Network pregame at 3:00 Central Time on Country 101.7. Kickoff will be around 5:30. We'll have the Westwood One pregame at 4:00 on Country 101.7. And then we will join what we're hoping is not just a post-game report, but a post-game celebration with Mitch and Art and all the guys. And Mitch, all season long, has been made possible by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage and ease in getting a home mortgage loan from Emporia State Federal Credit Union. NMLS number 424-226. Mitch, going to be a blast for you, I know. Have a great call. Thank you so much for the time this season. And let's get another one.
Yeah, that'd be good. And you're going to want to listen to all that because I got something cooking for you that you'll like.
Okay.
And you did a great job. You're the Rashi Rice of these. It's a great rookie year, so well done. And you've read all those flawlessly, seemingly, but I'm not leaving until I get one, Dylan. And I know you got Lady Spartans on a historic year. I know you got a lot of games coming up. You may have a game later today, I don't know. But I got to have it. I'm sitting here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we could make huge history tomorrow. I got to have it.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it. Vegas is kind to the Chiefs, and I know Patrick Mahomes is very good there, and I know there's a Chiefs flag buried under Allegiant Stadium.
That's right.
So
that's cool.
I'm feeling good.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Can you see the defib machine from here?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, good.
I can see it.
All right. Let her rip, Dylan, because we got the defib ready.
There we go.
Hey, we win, and I get to call touchdown Kansas City from the bottom of the Grand Canyon after taking a 100-mile helicopter ride, so we're ready to go now, man.
Mitch, great season. Hoping it's even greater tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch.
Guys, for a great year. Great year. It's been an awesome 7 months, and let's hope we make history tomorrow.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Well, guys, one last thing to do here before we hit up the calendar, and obviously we're going to be paying attention, I think, on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Just your final thoughts, guys, on how you feel like this game is going to go. Tim, you know, starting with you, 49ers are talented, and I think that this is going to be another challenging game. But the Chiefs, to this point in the postseason, they've been up to that challenge. But I don't think it's going to be an easy win for either team.
No, I think it certainly sets itself up to be a fantastic football game. All I can base my thoughts off of what I've seen so far in the postseason. And the Chiefs have been consistent. They've been better. San Francisco, to me, has been inconsistent. We saw that against Detroit. They came back and won the game, but
they weren't just inconsistent.
They were bad.
In the first half, they were just bad. Yeah. They're just not a good team.
So based upon what I've seen with my own two eyes, the Chiefs are just playing better football right now. Plus, I like the fact that if it is a close game, I think the Chiefs have a huge advantage in special teams. I like Butker much better as a kicker than the rookie.
Yes.
And so that's kind of where I'm sitting. I think it'll be a very close game, but I see the Chiefs winning it.
And here's the thing that I like is the experience back with the Chiefs, with the players that have been here before. You know, a lot of them have been here before. You know, Brock Purdy hasn't been in this situation before. Christian McCaffrey hasn't. But George Kittle, Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, you know, Bosa, you know, there are 49ers that have been in this. But I feel like with the Chiefs having this be their fourth Super Bowl in 5 years and being there last year with a lot of these guys, I like the Chiefs right now because of the way that they're playing, and I just love the underdog mentality of this team right now. You know, everyone
It's amazing that the Chiefs, with their fourth Super Bowl in 5 years, could be underdogs, but here we are.
Everyone is hating on this team. You heard it Monday during opening night. You could hear the boos in Las Vegas. You know, the Chiefs are going to shock the world again. You know, nobody had them here after what happened in December. You know, we mentioned about, you know, the losses after the bye week. This team's playing really good football right now. And, you know, everyone said Patrick Mahomes wasn't going to win a road playoff game. Well, he's done it twice, and he's going to win another game in Las Vegas. And the Chiefs win a close one, and they're going to get their third Super Bowl in 5 years.
Well, and you know, I think it just goes back for me to what Mitch said. Is Andy Reid going to be coaching in this game? And is 15 going to be, you know, suiting up? Is Travis Kelce going to be suiting up? I'm going to roll with those three guys. I don't know what everybody else is going to do.
Yep.
I'm rolling with those three guys.
Absolutely.
Once again, Country 101.7 will have the coverage for you coming up tomorrow. We cannot bring you the Chiefs Radio Network. We'll have complete Super Sunday coverage beginning at 1 o'clock on KVOE, kickoff at 5:30. We'll have the Chiefs Radio Network pregame at 3 on Country 101.7. We'll have the game on both stations, Country 101.7 and KVOE, full postgame from Westwood One on KVOE, and then we'll break away sometime after 9 o'clock. I can't tell you exactly when it is, but we'll join the Chiefs Radio Network Super Bowl postgame show and hopefully celebration after the trophy ceremony. Coming up later today and throughout the day, we will have Emporia High School girls wrestling regional reports right here on KVOE throughout the day as they are necessary. Hopefully we'll have a lot because girls will win and they'll be wrestling again, but those will continue for today. We'll have KU basketball tonight, top 25 matchup against Baylor on KVOE beginning at 5 o'clock, 3:30 pregame. Kansas State out west, they're at BYU tonight on Country 101.7, 8 o'clock pregame, 9 o'clock for the tip-off. And I will talk to you here this afternoon, Emporia State hosting Missouri Western, RV Doc pregame show at 1 o'clock, tip-off for the Lady Hornets 130 men to follow on Mix 104.9. And for all of that, you can listen to all of that I just mentioned online, kvoe.com/listen or via the Odyssey app. This is KVOE Emporia. Thanks for tuning in. Go Chiefs, and have a great rest of your Saturday.
Live and local, 1400 AM KVOE Emporia, 96.9 FM K245 BQ Emporia.
From ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Team Biden on the defense after a special counsel report on the president's handling of classified documents raised concerns about his age and mental